Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Jingle bells, happy holidays. And hello world. Welcome to the TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular here during the Christmas season. Our holiday edition of the show. It wrapped up. And a present for you, a couple of guests. We shuffled some guests around for the next couple weeks. Huge show next week, but due to the holidays, we kind of have a couple of people lined up. A little shorter edition of the Open Wheel Spectacular. Casey Schumann is going to join us. The winner of the DeCoin Power Eye race, the battle at the center, led all 50 laps over there last Saturday, and that should give him some great momentum going into the Chili Bowl. So Casey's going to join us, and also Verwayne Greenhoe from RacesOnTheWeb.com, yeah, the network we appear on, with some big news about the pay-per-view event on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for the Rumble and the Expo. Yeah, you're going to be able to watch it from home on RacesOnTheWeb.com for $5.95 per day, and we're going to talk about that. And some of the things that have happened over the past weeks, there have been some concerns over some of the other pay-per-view people. Don't have to worry about that, Races on the Web. We do this all the time. But either way, we want to go ahead and quell those fears and kind of let you know what you're going to be in store. So Casey Schumann and Verwaine Greenho on the show. Of course, they're going to appear on the Rocket Harris Hotline. If you want to interact with the show, you can email us, tj@tjslideways.com. You can leave us a question on our Facebook page for tjslideways.com. Like us while you're there. And also, our Twitter account, @tjslideways. Respond to that. We'll try to answer your question on the air. Casey Schumann and Verwaine Greenho, tonight's guest. And great holiday season. The snow is flying, but we've been busy here this week in the Slideways studios. There's been a lot of things going on, a lot of schedules coming in, a lot to talk about tonight on the show in between guests. So there's a lot of things coming up, so let's get right after
the latest dirt
and see what's going on with the latest dirt, you know, around the racing world. Of course, we mentioned Casey Schumann. Second win in a row in DeCoin. Won the battle at the center, led all 50 laps in the Loyette number 5 car. And he could be a real dark horse for the Chili Bowl. There's going to be a lot of people are going to be talking about Sammy and Kevin Swindell, and rightfully so. And a lot of the people have won the race before. Casey Schumann could sneak right in there for the win on Saturday night. He is just continually getting better and better. We're going to talk to him about that, what his plans might be for 2011. Of course, we just discussed it. RacesOnTheWeb.com, hosting live pay-per-view video from Rumble and the Expo, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, $5.95 per day, reliable video and audio. And I want to talk about this for a minute because we do on this network video and audio from Thunderbird Raceway and Crystal Motor Speedway each and every week. The Crystal broadcasts are very popular. I've been involved with 3 or 4 of those a year for the past roughly 4 or 5 years, and I've even been involved with them at other tracks. And it's a very, and of course, we appear on the network every week, and I can tell you right now, we've never had a problem related to them. Any technical problem we had was based in this studio, so they've always been reliable for us. And Verwaine and all the guys over there at RacesOnTheWeb.com, John and everyone else, are going to be really excited. They've got some big things on the horizon for 2011. Maybe Verwaine will be able to talk about that a little bit. And, of course, the infinitely growing Chili Bowl entry list. The Chili Bowl stayed each and every day for you. What Lonnie Wheatley's posting up there. And as of 10:50-some entries last, I knew. I believe it's 255. With Lonnie, he might have slid a few more in after we got down in the studio, but 255 cars entered for the Chili Bowl. It's hard to believe in this economy we might see the car count record broken at the Chili Bowl. Expo entry list continues to grow. Strong field of midgets, for Bobby Santos, the third, added to that entry list. You have guys like Lewis Ciccone Jr. in carts. I believe he might be in the slingshot race, too. Hank Lauer's going to drive a slingshot car there. It's going to be a really neat event this year, and there's been some griping about the IINOs today about the dates. It's really not that bad. I think it's a really good way to spend New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for a New Year's Eve event to do, because New Year's has always been a big family thing with us, and I'm the minority in the racing bunch, and we've been shopping around for some family stuff to do on New Year's Eve. And you know what? Going to the Rumble is actually a better value and a better time, especially family-wise, than anything else I've priced out so far, at least in our area. I mean, you can go to the bar. I mean, but the bar is going to be amateur night on New Year's Eve. It's going to be crowded. The food's going to be mediocre. You're going to be wedged in there like sardines. And it's not going to be any fun. You can go spend New Year's Eve with the racing family, ringing the ear, ready to go racing for the first race of the year in the U.S., in 2010 on New Year, or 2011, I should say, New Year's Day. What could be better than that? Looking at some of the schedules that have come out since we last spoke, it's released a tentative schedule along with the Bay City Association. ISMA kind of put a few more dates on their schedule, so we want to have them posted at the Must See Extreme Sprint Car Series. Posted their schedule. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, all of those. And then also, the USAC West Coast 360 Sprint Car Series, they posted a schedule, and also I believe Washington Econo Sprint organization up as well since we left. So the schedule's really starting to kick in. On the track side, Giant Chevrolet, King Speedway, Spartan Speedway, which we've talked about quite a bit, released schedule, also Ventura Raceway. That Giant Chevrolet Speedway schedule, that has a couple of the first dates that I've seen for the American Sprint Car Series SoCal region, the Southern California Winged Sprint Car region. That's going to be kind of interesting how that shakes down. And then looking on here, they're also going to go up against the Taco Bravo Sprints that normally run at the Tulare Thunderbolt. So that'll be kind of growing on the West Coast and continue to grow. And the Spartan Speedway schedule, I guess I have a couple more race dates, but about like what we saw last year, the big addition there, the addition to the Harvest 300 on Labor Day weekend, the Sunday program there. The Spartan Sprint Cars are going to be added to that. A little extra purse for that, as Jim Leisure talked about on the show, and be interesting to see how that series will grow in 2011. Pretty soon we're going to put the South Bend schedule up. Now that that situation is stabilized a little bit, they are going to have 4 to 6 non-wing spur shows in the same vein as the Spartan Sprint Cars. They also have an auto value sprint date. I see two of those on well. So it'll be interesting, though, 80 dates, one of which is in the Upper Peninsula. Now, if that happens, we're going there. We're doing a show. We're gonna go to the UPA and do sprint car racing up there for sure. But I believe that pretty much should wrap up
the latest dirt,
the latest news in the open world. We're going to take a quick break. But a good show out here. We're going to have Casey Schumann on, and of course, Who Ain't Greenhouse. So, sound yourself some Christmas music. Take us to the next break. You're listening to TJ Sideways Open Wheel Spectacular.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePROParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Back on the air here at the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular. My first guest already on the line. He was the winner at the Battle of the Center over in DeCoin, led all 50 laps, and definitely had to raise his stock going into the Chili Bowl Nationals. Good to have Casey Schumann with us. Casey, thanks for making time out for us.
No problem. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Now, I know it's the holiday season, so we're going to start a little bit off track. Does the Schumann family have any holiday traditions that you're getting ready to go partake in over the next week?
No, not really. You know, the Christmas deal, we've always kind of been in different spots of the country for that. And, you know, normally just Thanksgiving, we'd always kind of been around turkey night and stuff like that. But no tradition. We're just hanging out, watching it snow here in Indy, and getting ready to go to Chili Bowl.
And, of course, last weekend he had another good run taking the feature over to DeCoin. You've done really well there at DeCoin. What is it about that place that really seems to click with you? You do really well at DeCoin.
I don't know that it's anything we do special other than we've just been in the right positions. You know, we've gotten through heat races clean and gathered up some points there and you know, just been in the right spots. You know, I've had good cars every time we've been there with Don Moore's car and then this last time with the Loyettes and just, you know, they gave me a good race car, and we've had a little bit of luck and been fast and been right in the right spot when we needed to be.
And we just had Brad on the show, and you were the first guy he mentioned when he talked about naming off the Chili Bowl roster that he revealed here on the show. How did you get hooked up with the Loyette family for this deal?
Actually, last year they kind of called me out of the blue, and which was an awesome surprise and just a great opportunity, and we've actually become really good friends since then, and, you know, myself and the whole family and me and Brad, and we've just really hit it off as friends and as, you know, as racing partners, so it's worked out really well.
And, of course, you're getting ready to go to Tulsa, and going into that, is there a night you preferred to race on for your preliminary night, or are they all equal enough at this point where it really doesn't matter where your preliminary night is at Chili Bowl?
You know, I don't know that it matters. I mean, there's a lot of good guys there that are racing each night. I've had a lot of my success early on, you know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and you know, hopefully, I think I'm going to go Wednesday this year, but, you know, they're all tough. I mean, there's not an easy night out of them, and same deal there, just like at DeCoin, you've got to get through the heat races and get through them clean and get some points and just have a good prelim night.
Yeah, and getting through those heat races clean, how much of that is preparation and things that you do behind the wheel, and how much of that is honestly just maybe where you draw or who ends up on your night when it comes to the indoor deal?
There's the preparation part. The biggest thing you can do is kind of look at your heat race lineup and try and have a little bit of an idea of which way a certain guy's going to go. But, you know, once the green flag drops, I mean, you got to be patient and careful, and I think that's maybe why I've had some success, you know, on these little racetracks is I've always been, trying to be real patient and kind of let those guys make their mistakes and make sure you're there to capitalize when they do.
One thing I've always admired about your career is you've been able to put together some really nice runs, you know, in you're still pretty much really early in your career. But you've managed to do it not necessarily being with one team throughout the year, but skipping between maybe two or three different deals or putting a couple of different deals to make that work. What does it take to make that happen? Because, I mean, you've managed to jump in and run pretty well on anything that you've jumped into, and you've managed to keep maybe two or three owners, you know, to make a full season going and run well in all those cars. How is that different maybe than saying running for someone throughout a whole season?
You're right. I've been really fortunate enough to have, you know, a few different people throughout the year each year help me out, and you know, none of them can really do a full time deal, or maybe it's a guy on the West Coast or a guy here in the Midwest, and we split it up, or you know, I've just been lucky enough to get in with some people that are willing to help me out, and you know, I think I've probably run 60 or 70 different race cars in my life already, and you just learn to adapt real quick and try not to. you know, have to, you know, try not to be real picky on what you got. You just get in the car and try and adapt real quick. And I think that's a lot of stuff my dad did, and maybe I picked up a little bit on that.
Now, one thing you have done, though, is, you know, your dad did start on the West Coast and venture down the road and then went back to the West Coast. You likely could have stayed on the West Coast and had a pretty nice sprint car career, but you did opt to move to the Midwest. You mentioned you are in Indianapolis right now. Why did you make the move to settle into Indy?
Well, the racing out west, I wasn't getting the race enough, and you know, the learning curve was just taking way too long, and I came back here in like 97 for sprint week and just fell in love with it. I mean, every night was going to a race and you know, everywhere you drove around town, you saw people with sprint car stickers and just the whole style and the whole pace of life is so much different back here. And I've got to race so much more and learn a lot. I mean, it's helped me a ton, you know, as far as the learning curve.
And not only behind the wheel, but I know you're pretty mechanically astute as well. You build race cars and have worked on them, and so you're not a guy that just, you're not a bring your helmet to the racetrack kind of guy. You could build the thing if you had to.
Oh, yeah. I've really never had a crew chief or anything like that. Most of the deals that I've always done are, you know, it's been me and an owner, or me and an owner and a couple of his buddies, and just kind of learning by trial and error. I mean, I'm still learning, but... You know, I have a pretty good idea of what I need and what I want to do with the race car, and all the owners I've been with have been, you know, good enough to just let me kind of do my own deal.
And one other thing I enjoy about you is you're not one to sugarcoat your opinion. You will let you know, people know exactly where you stand on the issues, which is kind of driver I like. So I prepared some questions. To make you feel extremely uncomfortable on the phone, or maybe you want to vent this stuff. But first thing I wanted to touch on is USAC National Sprint Car Series this year, dropping the pavement. Good or bad thing?
I think it's good. I mean, I think there was probably some other options. I've kind of been all along trying to say if they were to maybe make a couple rules, you know, to make it where it wasn't an advantage to build a pavement car. You know, I mean, if they made some specific measurement rules and stuff like that, you know, I think they could have kept it around, but I think they had to. You know, the pavement stuff's too expensive and nobody wanted to do it.
And a follow-up to that, does that make it more likely to put someone like you in a position to run the whole season?
Yes. I mean, I think you're going to see some guys that probably normally wouldn't do that. They'll probably go ahead and try and run that whole deal. I'm not one of them, but I think you'll see a couple of new faces that are trying to run for the USAC championship this year.
Okay. And following kind of along with that, some of the growth in the 360 racing back home towards your way, you see the USAC, West Coast 360 series starting to grow. Jim Naylor's VRA series seems to be pretty big out there. What's your take on the growth of the non-wing 360s in California?
I think it's just the way things are going. There's a lot more 360s out there than there are 410s, and as long as they can all get on the same page as far as rules, I think it'll be good. They've all kind of kept the rules to where you have to come run at their racetrack, and that's hurt the growth of it a little bit. But, you know, I think maybe with Emmett and ASCS getting out there, it'll probably help kind of conform a little bit, and I think it's a good thing.
And Jim in Coldwater in the inbox has a question for Casey. He wants to know where he's going to be able to see you race in 2011. Always enjoy seeing you when we come down to Indiana. Keep up the good work. So that's Jim in Coldwater. Wants to know where he can see Casey Schumann in 2011. Do you have anything finalized, or are you still working out some deals for next year?
Kind of working on it. I guess it's 50-50 right now. If I'm going to be here in the Midwest, I'll be running the same deal with Jerry Cook, the number four sprint car. Maybe hitting and miss with some other random people, but, you know, I've also been maybe working on a little bit of a wing deal, and I guess there's a chance we might go do that next year.
It's kind of funny how that works out sometimes. Now, how much wing sprint car racing have you done in the past?
Not a whole lot. I mean, we've probably run 10 or 15 shows in my life, and, you know, the times we've done it, We've gone to just have a good time. We know that, you know, we don't have motors to keep up with the guys we've been racing with, and obviously didn't have a lot of experience, but, you know, we actually have been fairly successful doing it, and it's just a lot better money. I mean, you know, it's pretty tough to make a living running non-wing sprint cars here in Indiana, and you know, it's just, they're paying better right now, the wing stuff is, and they got more TV time, and it's just something you got to look at doing.
All right, so Casey Schumann looking to sprout some wings possibly in 2011. One bit of news that's leaked out a little bit is the Sprint Bandits going away, and I know that was a big you were a big supporter of that series. That's unfortunately going to leave quite a gap in the non-wing world. What did that series bring to a racer like you that didn't necessarily follow the USAC trail but wanted to do some racing?
You know, it was just a cool deal to get out and travel. They made it possible with tow money, and they paid a good point fund, and they paid out well each night, and it was just a nice, it was a breath of fresh air to run with a different group, and they ran a good, smooth, efficient show, and they always treated you right, and you know, I mean, the rules were black and white, and there was never any gray area, which was nice, and you know, it was just a good deal, and it's too bad it didn't take off, but I don't know. I guess it was they were trying to hit markets that just didn't see non-wing cars, and it just didn't take off. So, you know, hopefully they can maybe regroup and try something different, or maybe even try 360s with it. I don't know.
This is Casey Schumann talking to us. And, Casey, one thing when I try to interview second-generation drivers and third-generation and whatnot, I try to stay away from the what's it like to be so forced dad, because I know you want to forge your own career, and you've pretty much done that. You haven't really, you know, gone out and say, hey, I'm this guy's kid and whatnot. But when you get into situations like this, it's kind of an interesting question. We were talking about this when a couple friends and I, when we were talking about having you on the show. You know, do you get tired of that ever? Or, you know, because, I mean, your dad is legendary. Does it ever grow tiresome of having to answer more questions about your dad than yourself, or is it something you actually welcome?
Oh, no, it's cool. I mean, you know, that guy, he did some stuff that not many people love to do again. I mean, you know, he was definitely one of the best, and you know, I've always told people if I could do just maybe a quarter of the things he's ever done, that I consider that a huge success. So, you know, I just, you know, the questions are going to come. That's kind of expected, and I don't mind it at all.
Okay, but we're going to try to stay away from that because you're Casey Schumann, and I like the challenge of this. That's the easy way out, you see. So one other question someone has, what do you like to do away from the racetrack? We always ask guys like this, and you're an exceptionally personable guy, so we're going to ask you, what do you do when you're not at the racetrack? Do you have any hobbies at all, or is it pretty much you're focused on the racing deal 24/7?
You know, normally even when we're not at the racetrack, we're doing something with it, and, you know, when we get time off, it'd be cool to go play golf with buddies or go to the lake or, you know, just stuff that everyone, you know, about anyone would want to go do. But, you know, it's pretty much all racing all the time. There's not a lot of time off anymore. And, you know, now here during the winter, you maybe get a week or two here and there. But pretty much all year long, it's racing. And every once in a while, if you get a chance to maybe go play 18 or something like that, that's a fun time.
And, of course, you have a few, you know, downtown, a little bit of downtime at the Chili Bowl, but not much. As you said, getting the relief of getting in early in the show, though, it's got to be a huge relief. And you think it'd be harder if you're racing maybe on Thursday or Friday night and you knew you weren't in yet and you still had your night coming?
You know, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's maybe a little better to run late just because you get to kind of see what the track does throughout the night. I mean, luckily that place doesn't change a whole lot throughout the week, but... You know, sometimes it's not bad to kind of to sit back and watch and maybe learn a little bit, and you know, that could be an advantage. But like I said, you know, we've been there enough, and we kind of have a pretty good idea of what it's going to do, and you know, maybe it's just superstition. But I, you know, like I said, a lot of my success come Tuesday and Wednesday, so I guess I'll just keep going with that.
And final question, any more midget starts in the plans with the Wyatt cars, the Chili Bowl, pretty much it until next winter?
You know, right now we're going to just focus on doing the Chili Bowl, and we really haven't talked any more past that. I mean, I'd love to go run that car whenever possible. I mean, it's a great team, you know, a lot of good guys working on it, and the family's really cool to work with, and And, I mean, I would love to go do it again. You know, whenever they'd like to run another car, I'd be there.
All righty. And I'm sure you've got some people to thank as well.
Well, obviously, like I said, that you know, those Loyette guys, you know, I had them working their butts off this weekend. I mean, we broke a rocker arm in the heat race, and they worked like crazy to get it out for the qualifier. We bent a throttle cable in the qualifier, and you know, those guys worked their ass off, and I really appreciate everything they did. And Joe and Lisa and the whole family, and you know, Butler Built, they've been a long time supporter of me, and got to thank them as well. And you know, hopefully we can just carry the momentum on to Chili Bowl.
All right, well, Casey, wish you and your family a great holiday season, and best of luck at the Chili Bowl. And like I said, we had Loyette on, and he won, so maybe the Carmel will transfer over to Chili Bowl, and you'll have a good run there, too.
Well, that would be nice. We could definitely handle that.
All right, Casey, thanks for joining us tonight.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
That's Casey Schumann, and a really great guy, and I've seen him around the racetrack for a long time, and good to have him on. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the guys from RacesOnTheWeb.com. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Rumble in the new year. It all happens Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Auto Racing's Power Party comes to the Memorial Coliseum Expo Center as Evans Toyota and Fuzzy's Vodka welcome the Rumble and Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Two huge shows. New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and Saturday New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Doors open at noon. Witness national stars in action on the 1/6 mile track inside the Expo Center. Also featuring outlaw wing midgets, slingshot, carts, and quarter midgets. Plus, Hoosier Windows and Siding presents ATV stuntman Henry the Pitbull Wright as he attempts a world record jump of Evans Toyotas at the New Year's Eve fan pit party in the pit. And Crazy Pins is giving away $10 gift cards to the first 1,000 ticket buyers at the Coliseum ticket office. Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Evans Toyota welcome the Rumble and Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Brought to you by Hoosier Window and Siding, Fuzzy's Vodka, and Crazy Pins. Tickets on sale now at the Coliseum ticket office, Ticketmaster.com, or call or text 260-479-9928, RumbleSeries.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear. Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Christmas spirit hanging us all. My next guest has got some very exciting news about an upcoming pay-per-view event right here on the network, racesontheweb.com. You hear this show on each and every week. Joining us on the line, Mr. Verwayne Greenhove. Verwayne, thank you for joining us and letting our audience listen to this monstrosity each and every week.
Well, thank you, TJ, for having me on. You've caught me with my teeth chattering here. You know, I normally live in Florida, and I'm up here, and I'm wondering why I'm up here.
I imagine, yeah. You've become a warm-blooded Floridian citizen, but you've grown Races on the Web now. You know, you're continuing to add shows and stream net radio and stuff, and this event coming up, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, is going to be one of the bigger ones I think you guys have done with the Rumble series.
Right. Tony Bowers got a hold of me, and we've been talking back and forth and decided to do this. And about the only thing that we've had that's been quite this big is probably the Kokomo Clash that we did back in, what was that, October.
Yeah, and that broadcast went flawlessly, and there were lots of compliments about that. And you guys really, you have a very reliable system. You guys do this each and every week. This is not a fly-by-night operation. And like I told our audience, any technical problems we've ever had with this show have been in this studio, not anything to do with your servers or anything.
Right. Well, the one thing that we've tried to do is build everything. Between now and the end of the year, we're going to switch servers again, something that's five times more power in the current situation we have. We're beginning to set it up in the background, and we're moving all of our websites and everything over to this new server.
So
instead of 6 gig of RAM in the server, this one's going to have 16 gig of RAM.
I might have to turn up my bit rate pretty soon. You might get me in stereo or something. I don't know if you keep this up. So, Roy, what inspired you to start this? I remember, 10 years ago or so, it started with some in-car cameras, a little bit of audio here and a little bit of video there and stuff at Crystal. And how did this all get started?
Well, since I was 8 years old, when I was 8, my dad gave me for my birthday one of those little black plastic Kodak cameras. It was an 8mm camera, and I just fell in love with video. And I just started one day back in the late 90s, I'm going, I wonder if we could do something with races. So we began to do them, and we were one of the first ones to begin to put entire features up. I was posting entire features from Crystal Motor Speedway up on the Crystal site. And then it just got to be, and then we started doing, now I know in-car cameras are all over the place, but when I started doing them, there wasn't anybody doing them, not like we were doing them anyway. In 2003, we posted over 250 in-car cameras from all over Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. And now the popular thing all of a sudden is in-car cameras.
Yeah, and they weren't that affordable when you were doing them either, and you were putting these things on. And I know at a couple of sprint car events, we tried our best to crash a few of them.
Wasn't it Dustin Daggett blew a tire about the 10th lap, and he power slammed into the wall with one of those units, and that was a hit.
Yeah, and he gave everyone a bath in the pit stands, too.
Yep. Yeah, they were mounted in the back, and that's the side that he power slammed the wall with. And that was pretty interesting, but the camera kept going.
Yeah, and it survived, even though Verwayne probably lost a heartbeat or two in the middle of that. So now we come to this. You guys, are mainly into the video and stuff. We're the minority in the audio bunch because I've got a great face for radio. So, and actually, we don't have the bandwidth here in the Slideway Studios to get away with the video feed we want. So you're stuck with us with audio, but you let us do this show and now branching out into this. Going back to the Kokomo program, though, how were you surprised at how much of a response you got from that?
Yes, I was. I was very, very surprised. Because they called me, I was talking to John Houston. John is big in helping me with the technical stuff of this. Because one of the reasons that this is all so stable is that we babysit it constantly. And we upgrade it, and we, you know, stroke it and call it George, and try to make it behave. But I was very, very surprised at the response that we got at Kokomo. And we're working to make sure that this Rumble series goes off exactly as it's supposed to.
Now, if all things are going to plan, are you guys going to be streaming preliminaries? Are you going to start the 7 o'clock
yes.
program?
Right. My understanding is, now we're talking, I do believe that they're going to start on Thursday night, and I do believe the Thursday feed, this is subject to Tony and the other rest of the crew. Chris York and John Houston are going to go down there and do the work down there. And they're going to, you know, they're going to bring all the stuff in there. And I do believe that they're going to go down, and I think that we're going to be streaming the preliminary stuff on the practice runs on Thursday at no charge.
Oh, very cool. So people get a preview of what racesontheweb.com is all about before the big Saturday, or Friday and Saturday
right.
shindig. So that's
right.
pretty neat.
Right.
So,
they have an idea whether it works and whether it doesn't work for them. And, you know, maybe it gives them a chance to see what, you know, if they want to take a chance of spending their $5.99.
Exactly, but I highly advise people to do it because you guys do put on a great program, and I've seen what you guys run in the background and stuff, and have been on a few of your webcasts before, and they're high quality stuff, and you guys have been doing this so long that knock on wood, everything, you know, barring any kind of major disaster or unforeseen circumstance, works pretty well. But you guys can handle plenty of viewers, and it shouldn't be a problem there with the Rumble series.
Okay, I only heard part of what you said there. My phone skipped there for a second. It's a pay-per-view on Friday and Saturday, $5.99 per night. Right now, it's already up for purchase. You go to Races on the Web, and then you scroll down there. If anybody's thinking about doing it, make sure that you read the how-to, because it's not complicated, but it can be if you miss a step. And if you're using Firefox, make sure that you can see there's a trial video at the bottom of the homepage of racesontheweb.com. There's a video way down at the bottom, and you can just click that little blue button and make sure you can see. But of all the browsers we have, for some odd reason, Firefox is the one that works for some people, doesn't work for others.
So keep that in mind, Firefox users. You're probably going to want to be up to the... Right now, mine's updated. It's 3.6.13. Just make sure you have the Flash installed, and that usually does it for you. But if it doesn't, throw open your Internet Explorer and get the Flash plug-in, and you should be just fine.
Right. Exactly.
And for Wayne, I was mentioning the part you did skip on. You guys can handle plenty of users.
Oh, yes. Opening night, last April, we were streaming from four different racetracks, and between the four of them, we had 4,300 users.
So plenty of bandwidth, plenty of room for everyone to come in and play for the Rumble
series.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
right.
What other things do we have looking forward here on the network in 2011? I know there's my show. I think you're going to keep me on. I haven't got my pink slip yet. So I think we're going to be back. And the racing show, obviously, based here out of Grand Rapids. And then you've got the show out of Flint. And then, of course, your anchor of Crystal Motor Speedway and Thunderbird Raceway there. But what else can we expect to see on Races on the Web this coming year?
Well, I've got a couple tracks in Ohio. Down by Cincinnati. I've got a couple places over by East Bay, not East Bay, but over by East Bay, which is only about 50 miles from where I live. And, you know, I figure until they... We don't charge promoters to do this. We do this... They have to provide a few things for us, but we don't charge promoters to do this kind of stuff. And, but we're working on a few other tracks here, and I've got some calls from guys in Canada who wanted to do some of this. And it depends. Tri-City Motor Speedway over in Auburn, Michigan, very well may be doing our stuff over there if they can get a good, strong Internet. internet strength is what keeps a lot of tracks from doing that, because you got to have an upload of at least 600 kbps to get it.
You don't have the little spy cam in the TJ Slideway studio, actually, as part of that. It's not because I don't want my ugly mug on television, but we just don't have the bandwidth here yet to do it. But eventually, who knows, maybe we'll get the bandwidth upgraded here and we'll have the little spy cam. We'll be like the Dan Patrick Show. We'll have a little man cave reviewing down here. So, but well, Verwayne, I really thank you for everything you've provided to us to allow us to do this show for the past couple of years on and off, and look forward for the first full season of the Open Wheel Spectacular coming in 2011.
I've got one little upgrade I might mention to you, if you got just a second.
Oh, yeah, of course we do. You own the network, man. Take over. We're using your address, so take over the time you want.
Your audience will be the first one to know this, but shortly here, we're going to install DVR capabilities where you can pause it. Just like you do your television, you pause it, you go to the bathroom, get a beer, Coke, whatever you're going to drink, come back and start it. Or if you're going, oh, wow, what happened there? You'll be able to back it up live as it happened.
Wow, that's going to be awesome. I think you hit it right on the head there. So anything else you want to get in while we're using your precious airwaves?
Oh, no. Just other than Merry Christmas and... I'm headed back home Christmas Eve to be with my wife.
Well, Verwayne, we wish you safe travels, and thank you once again for the opportunity to do the show here. We look forward to working with you in 2011. Looking forward to that 595, right, on the Rumble each day.
599, right.
599.
And this time, I'm positive. I got one of my best crews down here. I'm positive this will go.
All right.
Not have a hitch.
Yep, so we want to just put everyone's, quell everyone's feels. You got the A crew going down to Races on the Web for racesontheweb.com to do to Rumble. Racesontheweb.com, same place you hear this show every week, you'll be able to watch to coin. Verwayne, have a Merry Christmas, and thanks again for being on, and look forward to working with you again next year.
Thank you, TJ. Take care, sir.
As Verwayne Greenhoe from racesontheweb.com. It's a relief. We're going to be back next year. So... yeehaw! We get one more year of the Open Wheel Spectacular, and especially since Joe's coming on as co-host here in a couple weeks, he'll probably be happy to know we're going to be back on. But good to know that we are going to be back on the air. Next week, you are not going to want to miss this show. It's our Chili Bowl and Rumble Series 2010 End of Season Blowout Spectacular. Here's who we have lined up for our guest. Mike Fedorchuk from the Munchkin. He's going to be on, even though he busted up his shoulder and he's not going to be racing. Mike's got plenty of stories to tell. We'd have Mike Fedorchuk on any time on this show, so he's going to be on the air. Dave Darwin, the People's Champion, is going to join us. Matt Westfall, your sprint car standout, and going to be running midgets indoors at both Fort Wayne and Chili Bowl, so will Darwin. And Fedorchuk's run everywhere, so it'll be fun to talk to. And then we're going to have Mike Strievel on from the Engine Pro ASCS Sprints on Dirt presented by ARP. He's going to kind of kick off our transition into 2011. We're going to start talking schedules. We're going to start talking races coming up. And we're going to be hitting the promoter thing pretty hard over the month of January. You know, we're going to still be doing Chili Bowl and Rumble Series stuff, but once that kind of clears the air, we're going to be hitting 2011 hard to see what you race fans are going to be able to expect out of racetracks and race series for 2011. There's so many different changes this year. Seems like the schedules and stuff have changed so much this year from the status quo. It's going to be awesome to see what kind of things we have to look forward to as race fans and racers for the 2011 season. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, my final thoughts before Christmas here on the Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. Stay tuned.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Rumble is a new year. It all happens Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Auto Racing's Power Party comes to the Memorial Coliseum Expo Center as Evans Toyota and Fuzzy's Vodka welcome the Rumble and Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Two huge shows. New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. and Saturday, New Year's Day at 7 p.m. Doors open at noon. Witness national stars in action on the 1/6 mile track inside the Expo Center. Also featuring outlaw wing midgets, slingshots, carts, and quarter midgets. Plus, Hoosier Windows and Siding presents ATV stuntman Henry the Pitbull Wright as he attempts a world record jump of Evans Toyotas at the New Year's Eve Fan Pit Party in the pit. And Crazy Pigs is giving away $10 gift cards to the first 1,000 ticket buyers at the Coliseum Ticket Office. Friday and Saturday, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Evans Toyota welcomes the Rumble and Fort Wayne Indoor Midget Auto Races. Brought to you by Hoosier Window and Siding, Fuzzy's Vodka, and Crazy Pigs. Tickets on sale now at the Coliseum Ticket Office, Ticketmaster.com, or call or text 260-479-9928, RumbleSeries.com.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in.
Welcome back here at TJ Slideway's Open Wheel Spectacular on Races on the Web. As we wind the show down here, you know, it's been a heck of a year, and I know a lot of really roller coaster up and downs in the racing world, and just countless people we gotta keep our thoughts and prayers out with, from the Meehl family to the Hackett family, and even families with people you might not know, like Ken Coles and some other people that we lost this past year, and those families are going to be dealing without their loved ones for the first time in the holidays, so we want to wish them all the best. Now, a lot of cool things coming up. I mentioned next week the big show. Also, some other guests we have lined up coming up on January 4th. Steve Buckwalter is going to join us, talk some more Chili Bowl stuff. And then kind of looking ahead towards January 11th, opening night of the Chili Bowl. We are going to have a show, but it's not going to be very Chili Bowl-centric. That's where we're really going to kick in with some of the promoter stuff. And Dane Knight is going to join us to talk about his 2011 plans with the Miles Racing team. And then we're also working on a couple other things. So that's about how far we have everything planned in advance through the 11th. So Steve Buckwalter coming up in 2 weeks, and then also Dane Nida coming up in 3 weeks. So already getting ready for 2011 here in the TJ Slideways studios. And we didn't do this show for part of the year because we wanted to make sure we had everything ready to go, because we had Verwaine on, and everything he does is first class. Their operation is really good. We weren't living up to our end of the things here in the studio, so I took the whole summer, whenever we weren't racing or announcing or something like that, or dealing with being a first-time dad, I was down here ripping up cables and getting the studio into shape to where we could have a good show. And you guys have responded. You have listened. The audience has grown, and you really enjoyed our on-the-road shows and stuff, and we're planning on doing more of that next year. And I have to thank you for the gift you guys have given me this year, because without you listening, we wouldn't do this. We might still do it, but we'd be crazy to do it because we'd be talking to ourselves the whole time. But I want to thank everybody of Wayne Greenhoe and all our listeners. You know, everyone who tunes in Racist on the web.com or subscribes on iTunes or listens on demand on the website, we couldn't do it without you. And all the racers that take the time to come on this show, the promoters, the drivers, everyone that comes on this show and makes it as entertaining as possible. And also from the Mann family as well, who helps co-host the show. And my dad, who sat in, Tommy Googe, and everyone else that has helped out throughout the years. So we're going to wrap this one up and get ready to have some eggnog. I know, man, I wish there was a quality dairy here in Grand Rapids. Quality dairy eggnog's like the best thing ever, and I'd love to have some right now. But I know there's some Christmas fudge cooling and some Christmas cookies with my name on it. So on behalf of everyone here at TJSideways.com, the Open Wheel Spectacular, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and drive safely wherever you're going this weekend. And look forward to listening in on the big indoor spectacular show next week. Good night, Merry Christmas, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open... You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open wheel racing fix.